I have a title to this message today. And the reason that I have this is because this is what the Lord spoke to me at 4:30 this morning. He simply said this to me, watch me work. And I just lifted my hands and began to praise him. I was so thankful for that when he said, watch me work. I heard it so clearly because this week, I'm telling you, we had Brother Timothy Dixon in our pulpit. And what a blessing that precious man of God is with a fresh new anointing from heaven. And so then you get attacked with this kind of thing, but that's over. It's all right. We've gone through trials before. We've gone through the birth pangs, and we know how to get back on that horse and ride. So church, you know what? We're going to get past this. We may close for a couple of weeks. We'll see. But then we just come right back in the house and move on, just like we always have. So we're going to watch God work just like he said. He said, tell them to watch me work. I said, okay, God, I will. So today I want to, as I heard him say, watch me work, my mind went back to a time, oh my goodness, it's been many, many years ago, right after my husband and daughter died, Sarah and I built a home. We built a home 1 year later with the monies that we received at that time. And the settlement that we got, and we built a home over on Whitechapel, right in Porterville. And so the little home was just beautiful, and we were there for over 14 years. And a few years went by, and we were on the road so much at that time, I hardly ever got to be home and enjoy my new little home. And so anyway, I'm looking at that bedroom, and as I traveled around, I would see that wallpaper was so popular, and I told somebody in the church who was quite a decorator, and she would work in the office now and then, I said, I'd love to have my bedroom wallpapered and have a little border around the top. And she said, well, Pastor, we can make that happen. And so they came over and wallpapered, and I said, wait, you know, they had ladders in there, and they had the little cover-ups laying all over the floor, and they had their little glue or whatever that is mixed up, and the papers all rolled out. And I said, hold it, can we just wait? I'm telling you something now. I had a vision, and I could see how beautiful it was, or going to be, but I didn't like seeing that mess. Now, I just didn't like that at all. I never liked remodels, so I said, you know, I'm going to be leaving tomorrow. Why don't you just wait and let me get out of your way, and we will leave, and you can just fix it right up while I'm gone. And that's what they did. And when I came home, it was beautifully done. And so I just heard the Lord saying, I'm doing a remodel. Watch me work. Now get out of my way and let me work. And I remembered my friends sent me some pictures of the remodel they were doing in their kitchen. I'm thinking, my goodness, girl, how can you stand it? How can you stand your kitchen being torn up like that? And, you know, men, they just make a big mess. And so the tile was torn off over the counter. The counter was torn off. But see, she had a vision, and she could see it, and her husband could see it. Oh, you should have seen the pictures after they remodeled. It was just so beautiful. I'm like, oh, my goodness, it was worth every bit of being put out to see what the Lord has done. And then my mind went to the church land. When we were praying for land to build our church, we bought this land, a few acres there on the corner of Olive and Westwood. There was no electricity. There was no water. There was no sewage. Nothing was on that land. And when I saw the work that those men were going to have to do to get the water, get the sewage, get the electricity, I knew it was possible because, of course, I worked at a real estate company at that time in builder's office, so I knew how it went. And now look what we have. It's all there. It's all there, and it all worked. And the Lord said, watch me work. I am doing a remodel, not only at Landmark, but I'm doing a remodel in America. So you watch my hand and see what I do. Now, let me take you somewhere else. I know I'm being a little personal today, but that's all right. Last week, all week, from Monday through Friday, I went to Oregon, Drain, Oregon, and I did a camp meeting. And, you know, it was just, it was great. And we had morning meetings and night meetings. And I got to hear two other speakers, by the way, on those morning meetings. But I did all the other meetings. But when I flew in, they flew me all the way over Oregon. And they flew me into Washington State. And I had a couple hours layover there at Seattle before I got back to Oregon. Well, anyway, I wanted to tell you that to say, when we flew over Mount St. Helens, the pilot told us, he said, if you look to the left, you'll see Mount St. Helens. And I'm telling you, people, if you've never seen it, I'm telling you, it was just something to see. And I was so happy that I got to see it because my aunt and uncle didn't live too far from it. And the ash that came in just darkened their world. I mean, those cities around there were just darkened and the cars were covered with ash. And as I flew over that and I looked at Mount St. Helens, listen to me, it blew the entire top off of that mountain. And it was a huge mountain. There's Mount Shasta, there's Mount Washington, there's the Three Sisters. Can you imagine if the Three Sisters ever blow their top? How disastrous that can be. Just the sound of Three Sisters blowing up would be wild. But Mount St. Helens, there was Mount Rainier first when we were going in that direction. And we looked out there at the base of that mountain is so huge. I mean, the base is huge. But I mean, it wasn't just the top that blew off. It just blew. I can't have a measurement. We were looking down, but it was so huge. And the pilot said, see the little streaks, which I thought was snow, and it could have been snow in those little crevices. He said, that's where the lava ran down. And it was an amazing thing to see that. And all of these things about the remodel came back to me. And about the mountain, the volcano, the mountain just blowing its top. God said, I'm about to blow my top. Now, church, I'm just telling you, you can write this down. You can take it to the bank. This is very prophetic, what I'm telling you this morning, because God said, my fire is not of this world. Now, I know how many people in the church, sometimes, you know, we hear about the Holy Spirit is a symbolic of the wind or the rain or the fire. But I want to tell you today, God said, don't think of my power as natural fire, though it is symbolic, because God's fire is a consuming fire. In fact, it's not just that his fire is a consuming fire. In the book of Hebrews 12:29, it says, our God, listen, our God is a consuming fire. And a consuming fire, it consumes, it devours, it destroys. And God said, by the time I'm done with this, I'm going to blow up. And the world has never seen anything like I'm about to do. But I want to say this, neither has the church. So we're in for great things, but we're in for a rough ride. So just put your seatbelt on, folks, and prepare to move. Because God said, whenever you see a vision, and I see vision, and you see vision, and the body of Christ sees a vision, and we know there's going to be a mighty, mighty outpouring. And so when you have that in your heart, and you know it in your mind, and the entire body of Christ knows it, there is going to be this remodeling mess. You're going to see everything that seemingly, it just seems to be tore up and tore down. Just like my bedroom was, like the lady's kitchen was, like the landmark land. It was all tore up. And now we can see the finished work. So God said, watch my finished work. It's upon you. It's coming. And I will send down my fire because I am a consuming fire. But I want to show you a scripture. If you have your Bibles, and I pray that you do, or your phone, please read with me. I am going to turn to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 27. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 27. And I pray those of you that were with me Wednesday night, you read chapter 37 of Isaiah. You still need to read that, because chapter 37 looks like America. I mean, it was tore up. That nation of Israel was tore up. until God came to Hezekiah. And the reason that God remodeled and worked his work there is because Hezekiah prayed. Now, I may mention that again a little later, but for right now, let's look. I was talking a bit to let you find Isaiah 30 and 27. All right, look at this. Behold, the name of the Lord comes from afar, burning with his anger, and his burden is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue like a devouring fire. His breath is like an overflowing stream, which reaches up to the neck to sift the nations with the sieve of futility. And there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. Now, I'm going to stop right there because I'm going to tell you there's some things happening, excuse me, some things that are happening that God is very, very upset about. And here when it says God is burning with anger, church, our God, your God and my God and Jesus' God and Father is burning with anger and his burden is heavy. Remember when the Bible said, New Testament, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Do not grieve him. He is grieved and his heart is heavy. And it says his lips are full of indignation and his tongue like a devouring flame. Listen, these people on earth today, all of this lawlessness that we see going on, their mouth seems to be devouring things. We think, oh God, they're just having their way. They're doing everything they want to do. And everybody's saying they're much louder than the church and they are. They yell and they scream their threats and their lawlessness and they change laws and they're so ridiculous. But the Bible says that our God's tongue is like a devouring fire and his breath is like an overflowing stream which reaches up to the neck. And he will sift the nations. The biggest thing that America has seen is the explosion of a volcano that spit fire out and then liquid fire that came down to destroy. I was commenting on it at the camp meeting to Bishop's wife, and I think it was her, and she said, did you see it on the news where that man was sitting outside in front of his house and they were saying, sir, don't you think you should leave? This volcano is erupting. And he's like, no, I've been here all of my life and I've seen these little hiccups and I'm not going to move. And you know what? He was devoured by the flame. And a lot of people today do not believe what I'm telling you. They say, well, we've heard this ever since our forefathers raised us up. Our grandfathers talked about the coming of the Lord, and they've been talking about it for years. You, Pastor, you've been talking about an outpouring for years. Well, I'm just telling you, watch and pray, because I heard the Lord say, watch me work. And so when he says, my lips are full and my heart is heavy, and my lips are full of indignation, and my breath is like an overflowing stream, listen, Isaiah said, one of the most powerful things. He says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, I will raise up a standard against him. And the standard is nothing less than the blood of Jesus, than Jesus himself. Jesus is the banner. Jesus is the standard. And he said, when that enemy comes in like that, you watch me. Isaiah 60 says, when darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people, and it's pretty gross around here, folks. When it gets that gross, he said that my glory will be seen upon you. See, the Holy Spirit's going to use us. Yeah, God's going to spit out his fire. He is. He is a devouring flame, but he's going to do it through the church. And that's why we have to be awakened. You cannot handle the fire of God and be half asleep. So this church, you know, the way we've done it before hasn't worked up until now. I guess it's done okay for itself. But God says, no, I'm remodeling right now. You've been going through some things. And I'm going to tell you, 2020 was a good year for the body of Christ. It began to wake us up. I see the church like a sleeping giant beginning to get up, standing up and stretching and yawning. And God said, I'm getting ready to hit her with my fire and my great awakening. And I want to tell you that God's power surpasses anything that the world has to offer. And he is going to, when he says, watch me work, and he blows up with this fire, let me tell you, he is going to blow the top off of this political evil, off of this political outpouring. It's just been like a flood. It's been like, since this administration got in, since they came in, I'm going to tell you, it's been like a volcano of corruption just flowing down the hills, just flowing into the valleys, just flowing out of our Capitol buildings, just flowing out of the White House, almost like there's demonic activity. And I would say there probably is demonic activity walking the corridors of our Capitol buildings and the White House. Excuse me. And I wouldn't want to walk into either one of them. But God says, watch California, watch me work. I've let it go about as long as I'm going to let it go. And I tell you right now, the pandemic that they're saying now was created and made in a lab in Wuhan, China, that's not going to set well with God. He doesn't like that. I know that because I'm his daughter and you're his son and we're the church. And God says, I don't do anything unless I tell my prophets about it. And he has told the prophets of the church. He said, I don't believe in prophets. Oh, you better. Because he said, you believe the prophets and receive their reward. So they have already let us know, because God said, I don't do anything unless I tell my people. Well, he's told me, watch me work. I'm remodeling and I'm going to blow the top off of this political evil. And that if the pandemic was made in China, you watch how God blows on that and blows it away. Now, in London years ago, I'm sorry, I don't have the date on that. I want to say at the end of the 1800s, beginning of the 1900s, there was a pandemic, an epidemic, not a pandemic. Pandemic is global. Epidemic happens in a central location. The epidemic happened in London. Remember the rats and the mice and the lice and the fleas. The fleas, they came in and swept that city. And there was a fire that had just happened to happen. And the fire was started and burned almost the entire city down. But it got rid of the rats and it got rid of the mice. And God reminded me of that this morning, just before I came in here. And he said, I'm going to do the same, except remind the people that my fire is not an earthly fire. My fire is a supernatural fire that nobody can grasp. But we understand our God and his ways to a point. We see through a glass darkly, and we see in part, and we understand in part. But when God speaks something like this to us, he gives us enough understanding to get this. And so he is going to send a fire, church, and I'll tell you, it will burn away and devour. The words of his mouth will devour the lies of the enemy. It will devour the lies of Schumer, Pelosi, Obama, all of these evil mouths, Bernie Sanders, AOC. You say, Pastor, you shouldn't call names. Are you kidding? Paul always called names. Jesus called names. In fact, Jesus said, you child of the devil. And you know what I found out? I thought people weren't coming to church for a year and a half because of COVID. They got home. I thought they got relaxed and compromised, and that's why they weren't coming back. But I just found out recently that some weren't coming back because we stand up for righteousness. And we stand up for the law and order, like Trump stood up for law and order. And they said, every time she says that, I just cringe. Oh my goodness, you've got to be kidding. How about abortion? How about all these lies, changing the laws and transgenders reading to our children? Critical race theory coming into our schools. How about all the things, the riots, and they're not doing a thing to the rioters? Like, you've got to be kidding. So some people in the body of Christ around the world, it's true. I mean, you didn't hear the fathers of the faith coming and telling us anything about this because they supported the lawlessness of this administration. I don't care who it is. If it's a lawless generation, God is not pleased. And I can tell you, the Bible says, let God arise. And when he does, it says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. And when he does, folks, write it down again. When he arises, the enemies will be scattered and they will be devoured and they will not know what hit them. This pandemic, it's going to be blown out of the water. I mean, you think the mountains, the volcanoes blow their top when God blows his top? Listen, Psalms chapter 1 says, and one day God will laugh at their calamity. And he was talking about this kind of lawlessness. If God laughs, you want him laughing with you and enjoying you and having a good time and rejoicing with you. You do not ever, ever, ever want him laughing at you. But he said one day, and folks, I think we're there. He is going to laugh at their calamity. And they, I'm telling you, judgment is upon this earth. Judgment and the great outpouring all at the same time. Now, this pandemic has not set well with God. That's why you're seeing a lot of judgment. You're seeing God lift his hand off of some things. And abortion has not set well with our Father. Abortion does not set well. He hears the blood of those little precious babies crying out to him. Just like he told Abel. Just like he told Cain, I hear the blood of your brother crying out to me from the ground. Don't you worry. God hears those precious little babies' voices. And he's not happy with that at all. Let me remind you, Isaiah 30, he is burning with anger. His burden is heavy. His lips are full of indignation. And his tongue is like a devouring fire. America changing the laws of the land. God set that up a long time ago, that there is one man and one woman, and they marry and they reproduce. It was never his plan for two men to be married or two women to be married. And yet we've watched people that have been in the church grow up. I just heard of a beautiful young man the other day who married another man. It is heartbreaking. God does not set well with that. Well, we go to church, these homosexuals say, we go to a church that embraces us and you've got to love everybody. God loves everybody and we love everybody, but you despise and hate the sin. We can never compromise that with that church, and God doesn't, and it hasn't set well with him. And so you watch God work. He is a consuming fire, and he is going to consume every one of these lies. You'll see very soon. And when God says, I will reveal, in the Old Testament, he talks about revealing his right arm. Many of the prophets said God revealed his right arm. A right arm is a sign of power. And when God reveals his right arm, somebody's in trouble. And the nations, when God raised his right arm, the nations burned. The nations were destroyed. I don't believe that America will be destroyed, but many in America will be destroyed. And many, though, will walk out. He said, I will be found by a people who didn't call for me. And I will be found by a people that despise me and don't even want me. Say, how is that going to happen? God's grace and mercy? No, they're going to realize that they have made big error. They've walked in their ways, and their ways thereof were destruction. And when they find out what they've done, then that's when they're going to find God. They were not looking for him. They didn't want him. They didn't listen to him, and they don't want to hear what I'm saying today or any other preacher. But I'm telling you, they will find him. Many will find him because he has torn their place up from the floor up. He said, watch me work. Watch me work. And in Isaiah 37, he told Hezekiah, when he heard the armies were coming at him from every direction. It seems sometimes we're hit, again with this pandemic, it just seems like we're hit from every direction and you don't know what to do or what to say. But he said, Hezekiah, the Bible says Hezekiah, again, chapter 37 of Isaiah. He went into his house and he shut the door and he prayed. And God came to Hezekiah and he said, Hezekiah, because you've prayed, I've heard you and I'm going to answer you. And he devoured that nation. He's going to take care of China. Don't worry. Oh, no. He will take care of China. Hunter Biden is going to be exposed. God is going to pull the cover back on all of these lies and the election. You'll wait and see. I believe there's going to be, and I felt this morning. I got this after God said, watch me work. You will see. We'll see. I believe it's true. Don't forget this. There's going to be some whistleblowers come through. In the next 2 weeks, you will see whistleblowers, even this week. I don't know who they'll be, but there's going to be some uncovering of this pandemic. There will be some uncovering of the Bidens. President Biden himself is lying about not knowing what his son did. I don't mind being personal today, folks. I'm hearing the Lord speak to us. He's going to tear some things down. He's going to destroy and burn some things up because this thing is not sitting well with our God. He is a mighty God. He is our Savior. He is our friend. The Holy Spirit sticks closer than a brother to us. And I love him so much, but he's also the judge of this evil earth. And he said, I will deal with them, but you all will be all right. Actually, listen to this. Back to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29. He just said, I'm going to come like a devouring flame. But then he speaks to us. He always comforts his people. In verse 29, he said, oh, you shall have a song. Some of you have songs in your heart, and God will pull that song right out of you. Some are going to hit the printed page. And he says, as in the night when a holy festival was kept, you're going to feel like you're keeping a holy festival. It's going to be so good. You'll have gladness of heart as when one goes with a flute. To come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. The Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard, both to his church and the world. And he'll show the descent of his arm. Yes, he will. And with indignation, his anger, and with the flame of his devouring fire. Hallelujah. Well, we know that in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came with tongues of fire. And Jesus also said, before I close here, I want to tell you this. Jesus said before the Holy Spirit came to earth that day in tongues of fire and set upon the 120 that were in the upper room. Jesus said, I will indeed baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. I will baptize you. John baptized with water, but I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Where does that fire come from? It comes from God. He is a consuming fire. So that same fire that's in God comes in us. And he says, I'm about to ignite your flame in you, church. He is going to ignite the flame in us. An awakening is getting ready to happen. When I heard, watch me work, I'm thinking, okay, God, I've heard that before in the word where he said in the book of James, remember, James is the brother of Jesus, half-brother of Jesus. They had the same mother, but not the same father, because God was Jesus' father. He said, let me have my perfect work. You know that James was talking about patience. Let patience have her perfect work in you. We say, okay, Lord, I'll have patience, but I want it now. Well, that's not quite the way it works, but patience is Jesus. Strength is Jesus. Love is Jesus. Fire is Jesus. So you need patience. I need patience. I need patience. So he said, let me work. Let patience have her perfect work. And then everything comes together like a good oiled machine. And the Holy Spirit will use us, church, listen, to turn this world back right side up. It's been upside down. The Bible says the disciples turned it upside down, and they turned it upside down in the spirit realm. And I believe we're going to turn it up. We're going to turn it right side up. And then we'll see what the Lord does in this last hour. But let me remind you today, who can stand against our God? remember this, when you're feeling hopeless, you turn on the news and it looks like the evil is taking over. They aren't. I need to remind you, who can stand against the Lord? And there is a scripture that Moses and Aaron asked the people who were with them. They said, who is on the Lord's side among you? Church, today I ask you, who is on the Lord's side among you? I pray that many of you right now, I know you that are listening, that so many of us are so hungry and so starved to see the glory of God. We're on the Lord's side. Well, what's the results when everything that I've told you today happens? When God blows up his fury, his anger, and he releases the fire of God, the consuming fire. What happens when he releases that fiery baptism of the Holy Spirit on his church? Listen, that's going to come while the world is burning and these lies and corruption is burning down. You and I are going to be totally consumed and burning up with the power of the Holy Spirit. What's going to happen? Let me read to you Deuteronomy 28 and verse 7. It says, when the enemies come against you one way, the pandemic, finances, sickness and disease, lies, the culture wars, when all of this begins to turn, enemies coming from every side, Deuteronomy 28, 7. When the enemy comes against you one way, he will run and he will flee from you seven ways. Very soon, you will see the enemy starting to run. And I declare to you again, whistleblowers are coming forth. And they're going to tell on that devil. And they're going to remind us. And they're going to tell us where the pandemic was made. They're going to expose this cheating and the lies and the stealing of the election. These whistleblowers are coming forth starting this week, and it's going to be amazing what we see. So just sit and see that the Lord is good. Watch his salvation. And as he said, just watch him work. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your precious people that you've brought our way today. I pray, Lord, if this is a message that others need to hear, that you will draw them to our Facebook page to hear. Cause them to come forth and hear and receive you, Lord. Now listen, I'm talking to you sitting on your couch today or in your car or you're in your bed, you're eaten up with sickness and disease or you're feeling hopeless. Ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart. You say, well, I heard what you said about the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and add no sorrow with it, but I'm full of sorrow. No, you don't have to be. I've seen people, even on their deathbed, I've seen people even with brain tumors, I've seen people in poverty level, but I've watched them have the peace of God as they've been made rich with the glory of God in their mind and in their heart. Now, he does make us rich. He will bless you. He will keep you. He will cause his face to shine on you, but invite him to come into your heart in Jesus' name. Invite him right now. Just say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I believe you died for me. Stay with me. Live with me. And give me your peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, church, I love you. If you gave your heart to Jesus today, please let us know. If you've enjoyed the message today and it has blessed you, please like us on Facebook or make a comment. But today I say the Lord bless you and keep you, Landmark. May the glory of the Lord shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, watch him work.